I'm here with the head senior coach, Mr. Benjamin Crowe. Afternoon, Crowe.
G'day, Donnie.
Mate, touching base from the weekend's match report. Yep. You got a bit of a sinus problem, so we'll just highlight that now.
Yeah, I got a headbutt off Brett O'Hanlon on the weekend and broke my nose for me, so I was pretty happy about that.
How's that, Brett O'Hanlon, your old teammate from only a couple of weeks ago?
Definitely. So he stitched us up a little bit, but yeah, he's a good player.
Fair enough. All right, on to the game. Topsy-turvy. We started off slow, come back into it. Fought back in that third quarter really well. Just probably couldn't get the score on the board.
Yep.
And then failed in the last quarter miserably. What was your take on things?
Yeah, one of our problems for a lot of the time this year has been our inability to apply physical pressure on the opposition players. And yeah, you look at our tackle counts through the year and our quarters, and you know, we're always trying to aim for that 20. That's that golden number that a lot of coaches talk about. But in that third quarter, we had 22 effective tackles and we missed seven. So, you know, the boys were defensively, their work rate went through the roof. And, you know, we had four inside tackles, inside 50. And, you know, we beat them in the clearances and inside 50s in that quarter. And it showed. We changed a structure up. We structured up a bit different. So it was really good to see. But once again, just that, you know, physical pressure throughout the games just lacking and letting us down, be it fitness, be it technique, be it personnel. That's just an issue that we've got to address and fix.
And saying that, from our personnel, we had a couple of injuries from the weekend that went down probably mid-game. One was Cale Henderson. We yet to find out what extent that is. And Trey also, he went down the first quarter.
Yeah, they're both shoulders, I'm pretty sure.
Both shoulders, yeah. And of course yourself, the old broken nose. Apart from that, was there anyone else?
I think there was throughout the game, but I don't think they were life-threatening, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, two will go for a few weeks, so a bit disappointing, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
We've got a nice injury list starting to build up there.
Yeah, it's pretty much can stretch out to two columns.
So, yeah.
As you said, it is what it is. So we're not expecting anyone back this week?
No. Maybe Cal White, but that's it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. No worries. For obviously moving forward to this week against YC, bigger ground, bigger deck, which we sort of like to try to exploit with some of our plays and structures and whatnot. Plan of attack, take them on, is more just about what you said about what we try to do each week about tackling count and whatnot.
Yeah, we'll have to. They're a really good side, YC. They're probably one of the better sides in the comp for applying physical pressure on the opposition ball carrier and players. So that perceived pressure they apply is really good against their opposition. So I guess we've just got to really try to do the same thing for them. You know, our tackle count, work rate, defensive pressure, if we can apply that for four quarters, I think that, you know, we've got enough players that can kick goals. It'll just come together, and I think that's where we're lacking at the moment.
Yeah, fair enough. And just going on to tonight's announcement, there's a playing group of find out. We've both come to the agreement due to personal and work-related reasons that you would be coaching into 2016.
Yep.
You can confirm that.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, that's fair enough, mate. Like, obviously, from a club point of view, we've been stoked to have you on board for the time for the 2 years and whatnot, and obviously for the rest of this year, for what you brought to the club, professionalism, just your status as a player and the way you portray yourself has just been in the highest regard that we've sort of the feedback that we get, and we're proud to have you here and during your time, and obviously we intend to try to keep you next year as a player.
Yeah.
But yeah, for your own well-being, that's probably best that you step down from next year. Do you want to touch on that?
Yeah, mate, yeah, it's just something I've been thinking about for a while. Look, you know, the 2 years as a coach have been absolutely fantastic. I've learnt a lot as a person, I think, as well. I've been tested at a lot of times, which is a great thing as a coach, and, you know, for your people management skills and stuff like that, to evolve and grow as a person, it's been great. I've made a lot of great friendships here. I think, you know, I look with pride and, you know, I light up when I see a lot of the blokes that run around on the weekend, and, you know, can see that some of them, you know, a lot of them have learned a lot in my time here, which has been good. And, you know, I've got full utmost respect for the footy club and the way, you know, yourself and the committee and all that go about it, mate. You've done a fantastic job, and, you know, the footy club's, you know, in a bit of a dull moment at the moment in terms of game performance, but, you know, you're doing everything right off the ground, and it'll eventually turn around, and, you know, I look forward to seeing, you know, us continue to grow.
Yeah, I like one of your biggest strengths that you've brought to this playing list. Like, you've been dealt with a test every week for, like, having the cattle on the park and being available each week. But I think I've counted over the 2 years, you've played 12 under-19 players in that time, which is, and probably half of them at least retain their spots week in, week out when they are sort of fit and firing. So for that point of view, for our future of our club, it just shows to show that you've done everything right from that aspect and will be held in good stead.
Yeah, no, definitely, mate. Got great kids coming through, that's for sure.
Yeah, all right, mate. Well, thank you for your time and I hope you feel better during the week, buddy.
Yeah, cheers,
and,
mate.
We'll catch up with you Thursday.
No worries, Donnie. Cheers, mate.
Next up, I have Stephen Strahair, reserves coach, doing a match report versus EDS. Mr. Strahair.
Afternoon.
Good win on the weekend, buddy.
Yeah, it was. It was. I probably wouldn't go as far as that. It was good. It was. We did what we had to do, and that was about it.
Fair enough.
We got off to a really good start. Obviously, kicked 4 goals in the first quarter to 0, and then we basically took the foot off the pedal in the second quarter. And we actually lost that quarter 1-3. So, yeah, we also gave the boys a bit of a rev up at halftime and told them to pull their finger out because before the game we stressed the fact that every 5-minute patch this year is going to be really important to us because of the logjam that we find ourselves in at the bottom end of the top five at the moment with a few other sides. So we can't afford to give up any percentage during the year. To the boys' credit, we came out in the second half and, you know, and put on 8 goals, which was pleasing. 8 goals to 1 in the second half, which is what we needed to do to end up with the percentage that we got. So, you know, it leaves us in a pretty good position. I think we've just slipped up the fourth now. But we've got a massive game this week against YCW, who are sitting third, so that will test us out.
Yeah, what starting the second quarter, you had like 3-4 shots on goal and you missed them all, and like that could have pretty much broke the game open.
Yeah, could have. Amazing how much momentum you can lose if you just miss a couple of easy shots, and that's definitely what happened to us. And and as a result, what could have been a 4 or 5 goal quarter turned out to be a 1 goal quarter.
Yeah, you lose it, they're back in the game. So in finishing, who are your better players from the day?
Jimmy Herbert was superb across half back or out of the back pocket. Gave us run and carry all day. You know, chimed in with 3 goals of half back flank was pretty impressive. Joey Haller played a fantastic game. He was in everything. You know, whether it be up forward or in the midfield, he was good defensively also. And also Piers Apardi played another really good game. And Tom Loney probably set up 5 or 6 goals for the day out of 13, which was a pretty impressive performance as well.
No, great points. I think you nailed on the head. Moving on to YC, they're second or third, aren't they? So,
sitting second. So this game will determine whether or not we've come to the halfway mark at 6-3 or 5-4. So we can win this. It really puts a gap between us and, you know, probably 5th and 6th. And, you know, really solidifies our spot in the top five. It's not going to be easy, though, obviously playing them at their home ground. It hasn't been a happy hunting ground for us in recent years. But I think we've got a really stable side at the moment, which, you know, we've got a lot of players that can play multiple positions.
Yeah.
So, we've just got to watch out for their key forwards and whatnot. Obviously, Wakeling's kicked another 8 on the weekend, but we'll put Levi on him and, you know, chances are he'll shut him out of the game. And
Fred Wakeling.
Yes.
Fair enough. The one's got a couple of selection scenarios where they've got a couple of injuries.
Yeah.
I know you had some players missing last week, so they'll probably come back in. Do you want to touch on who those were?
So we had Aaron Turner out. We still had Newey sitting out for the time being. So we'll just have to monitor. Oh, and also Jimmy O'Neill.
Yep.
So we'll just have to monitor what happens with Crowe's boys and who we might lose this week. But I think the beauty of the reserve side this year is that we've got a lot more depth than in previous times, so we should be able to cover it pretty easily.
Yeah, terrific. Cool. All right, mate, well, I'll catch you on Thursday night.
Thank you.
And enjoy the rest of the week.